This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The wealthy Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation called for global cooperation Wednesday to ready COVID-19 vaccines for the 7 billion people on the planet. The foundation offered $150 million towards developing therapeutics and treatments for the virus and to make them available worldwide. This money is in addition to the $100 million announced in February to help international efforts to battle the pandemic. The foundation thinks it will take as many as 18 months to develop and fully test a safe coronavirus vaccine. The governor of the U.S. state of New York says the state has developed its own antibody test that could help detect those immune to coronavirus. Andrew Cuomo made the announcement Wednesday, saying 2,000 people a day would be tested. In addition, Governor Cuomo has hired consultants to develop a science-based plan for the safe economic reopening of the region that can thwart expected pressure from President Trump to move more quickly. New York, the U.S. epicenter of the pandemic, and six other East Coast states have formed a coalition for a joint reopening plan. Three West Coast states have done the same. Together, all 10 states account for 38% of the U.S. economy. The World Health Organization says it's working with its partners to fill the financial gap left from President Trump's decision to withhold $400 million. They want to continue efforts to stop the coronavirus pandemic without interruption. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says now is the time for the world to be united against the virus that he says exploits the cracks when countries are divided. From Washington, this is VOA News. Worldwide, confirmed coronavirus cases have surpassed the 2 million mark and have been seen in 193 countries and territories. More than 436,000 of those cases are now considered recovered. The mandate given to Israeli Parliament Speaker Benny Gantz to form a coalition government expired Thursday. Gantz had been given a deadline of midnight by Israel's president to reach a deal with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Instead, the country remains in political deadlock, and that raises the prospect of a fourth ballot. For Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic Party nominee for U.S. president, selecting a running mate has taken on even greater importance because of the coronavirus pandemic. Biden had promised to name a female vice presidential nominee to run with him against President Trump in the November presidential election. That has led to speculation he might pick a woman senator. But some analysts say the experience a governor may possess in handling a public health and economic crisis now may matter more than political appeal. One analyst told VOA Biden has to think about policy going forward, which will be a big campaign issue. Donald Trump threatened Wednesday to adjourn the House and Senate so he can appoint officials whose nominations he claims are being blocked by Democrats in Congress. He told reporters he will exercise his constitutional authority to adjourn both chambers of Congress. A group of 12 migrant children left Greece for Luxembourg Wednesday, the beginning of a program to relocate minors from war-torn countries stranded in Greece. A total of 1,600 children will be moved as part of the program. More than a decade of Boko Haram militant attacks have displaced more than 2 million Nigerians in the north, with hundreds of thousands living in internally displaced people's camps. Medical experts worry a lack of spacing and good sanitary conditions in camps could promote an outbreak of coronavirus, which has so far infected more than 370 people in Nigeria and killed 10. Nigerian authorities say they're working with the United Nations and other partners to assist IDPs and are also working on providing ventilators, face masks, and personal protective equipment to medical staff in the camps. The International Monetary Fund says Asia's economic growth this year will grind to a halt for the first time in 60 years. That's happening because the coronavirus crisis is taking an unprecedented toll on the region's service sector and major export destinations. The IMF calls for targeted support to households and firms hardest hit by travel bans, social distancing, and other measures to contain the outbreak. For more on these stories, visit us at VOA.com.